before attaining the shelter of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, the living entity always is mad for material enjoyment. And he considers the useless, perishable things of this world to be all in all. And that is a disease of the living entity. When Srila Raghunath Maharaj met Babasaheb Purandare in a private room, and they were having a conversation. So Maharaj asked him, "What do you think is the best aspect of Shivaji Maharaja's life?" So Babasaheb Purandare thought for a few seconds and then he replied back. He said, "Shivaji Maharaj was never mad after mental enjoyment." He said, "He knew what the real wealth is." He said he was never fascinated by money, or he was never fascinated by women or followers. He said his real fascination was that he greatly respected the sadhus and especially Vaishnavas, he said. And then he said, Shivaji Maharaj himself was a great Vaishnava, he said. And he said in one of their wars, they saw a big church, and Shivaji Maharaj called his soldiers and said, specifically, nobody should touch this church, nobody should destroy it, because he said, this is the only thing that can bring happiness to people, worship of God and surrender to God. Other than that, all the perishable objects of the world can never bring happiness. So, then Babasaheb Purandare was telling, Shivaji Maharaj knew this secret. How only when one becomes a Vaishnava, one can become truly happy. Because Vaishnava has the real wealth, which no one else has. Oftentimes we find, people have nothing, people have no great material facility, but even with a small material facility, they become so proud. Like when a Vaishnava may give some lecture or something in a house, you find the grown-up children, educated children, they go to the other room and they're playing on video games or watching TV because there is no interest. Although lecture is going on, so many people are sitting and hearing. There is no interest, there is no respect, there is no eagerness, there is no enthusiasm for spiritual life. At the same time, there is so much false pride, thinking that we are very educated, we are very advanced, we are very rich, and some beggar has come to home. You know, what have we got to do anything with him? You can see, this is the mad state of the foolish living entity. You see? On one hand, he is a beggar who is always hankering for more and more material enjoyment. At the same time, he is very proud. Ahankara mattahaya. Netepara pasariya. Asatyara satyakori mani. You see? He is considering all the perishable, useless things of the world to be very valuable. On the other hand, he is very proud also. It is like somebody is picking up all this garbage and paper and useless things and stacking them in a sack. And then you ask them, "Hey, throw this sack away." No, how can I throw it? They are very attached to it. And they are very proud of it also. Imagine if a beggar is very proud that I am having a lot of wealth. It's like that only. Foolish. So the greatest curse for the foolish living entity in this world is that he is mad for nothing. He is just wandering here and there, accumulating perishable, useless things of the world, simply becoming proud that I have accumulated those things. And he is in a state of intoxication that brings him so much suffering. And to see that I am suffering itself takes a million lifetimes. So, by coming in contact with the Vaishnava, one can begin to see that this is all foolishness. And just like Shivaji Maharaj could see that simply accumulating material wealth is simply foolish. And the real wealth is there with the Vaishnava. In amongst the Alvars, there was one great Alvar. His name was Bhaktisar. So this Bhaktisar, in Sheringam Temple campus, Sometimes he would be found to be sitting there stitching his clothes. His clothes had dozens of holes all over the clothes. There is something similar to Kolavecha, similar devotee. He would be found to be stitching there. So it is said one day, flying with the Akash Marg was a Mayavi on his tiger. Sitting on the lap of a tiger, he used to fly. There was one Jadugar, Mayavi. So when he was passing through Srinagam area, from the top the tiger came to the ground level and started walking on the ground. He was wondering why my tiger cannot fly here. And he saw there was this devotee, Bhaktisar, who was sitting and stitching his clothes. Immediately Mayavi understood that this is a great devotee of the Lord and all my jadu will not work in front of him. He realized it. So he wanted to give him something. What do you want? Ask me for anything, I'll give you. Bhaktisar didn't even turn to him. He continued doing his work. Still, this Mayavi was inspired by this devotee's good qualities so much. He took off his upper garment, which was bedecked with jewels and pearls and diamond and rubies and whatnot. When he gave it to Bhaktisar, Bhaktisar accepted. As soon as it touched the hand of Bhaktisar, immediately it became like his own clothes with rags and torn, like a torn quilt. It became like that. And the fellow was shocked. And he kept with him. And Bhaktisar smiled and said, "You want a gift from me? Take my cloth." He took his cloth and gave him a tattered rags. Mayavi thought, what will I do with this? So when he gave it to Mayavi, immediately as soon as it touched the hands of Mayavi, it turned into beautiful cloth with jewelry and pearls and rubies and all those things attached. So the conclusion was, Mayavi understood that the devotees of God cheat the people of the world by superficially putting up the show of a beggar, but they are the most opulent people. This is said in the Bhagavatam also. The Abhadutas, they wander like beggars or like madmen in this world so that the public cannot recognize them easily. But they possess the greatest wealth. Just like what was said about Kolavecha Sridhar. And what is the greatest wealth Lord Chaitanya was talking about? Because he was satisfied with nothing of this world. Prabhupada says, as soon as you take away the possessions of a living entity, he is finished. Prabhupada is saying. But how one can be satisfied with nothing? Because they certainly have something, and that something is Krishna. When one has Krishna in his heart, he is so deeply satisfied, there is no hankering for material enjoyment. There is no hankering for accumulation of anything. He is satisfied with whatever Krishna sends him. Whether food or clothing or shelter or facilities, whatever. And he is satisfied with nothing. And it's not that he is in a neutral fashion, saying no to things and he is keeping quiet. On the other hand, positively he has a mad attraction for Krishna. Remembrance of Krishna, performing the Navida Bhakti. The devotee has a very great attraction. That is why people may wonder how a person can be smiling and dancing with nothing in his possession. That is possible for a Vaishnava. And that is made possible when the Guru gives Diksha to a devotee by giving the holy name. Because the holy name can first of all eradicate our disease. What is our disease? Delighting in material enjoyment. That's our disease. And the Guru gives the holy name and can eradicate this malady. Disease in our heart. So we don't chase after the foolish perishable things of the world. Rather we develop loving attraction for Krishna. First of all we become peacefully situated. Understanding that this world is full of perishable, useless objects. Let me give up my mad attraction for them. And then secondly, one develops gradually attraction for Krishna more and more. And that is made possible by the chanting of the holy name. But it should be done with Shraddha, with Bhakti. Shraddha means interest. Shraddha also means faith. Bhakti means devotion. And care. All these words are used. So, if one takes the holy name cheaply, one can never benefit. Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, don't think this chanting and dancing will not produce the final desired result. Although it may appear to be apparently a very simple activity. The process is simple but application is difficult, Prabhupada says. Because we take it cheaply. Anyone who does it with great Shraddha very soon we'll come to the same situation of Bhaktisar, the devotee who became freed from all desire for material enjoyment completely. This is the benediction Lord Krishna gives to his devotees who chant his holy names nicely, that he gives them protection, he gives them deep satisfaction with whatever comes of its own accord. He keeps them cheerful and happy even in this world of unhappiness and misery. And such a devotee's heart is decorated with the presence of the divine couple, by which the devotee at every moment is feeling such unlimited ocean of bliss. Nobody knows where is his bliss coming from. His bliss is coming from the presence of Lord in his heart. He has awakened himself to the truth. So we are very grateful to the spiritual master, especially because of this, because he is giving us the Lord, Krishna Ditya Paro. Krishna Se Tomar, Krishna Ditya Par, Tomara Shakati Ache. This is the Shakti of a Vaishnava, that he can bestow the greatest good upon a living entity. Carry Krishna with you, keep him with you in your heart, and keep calling his names so that you can be awakened to this truth. And the devotee has to take the Guru's words very seriously. If one thinks Vaishnavas are fools, then how can one benefit? Like I was telling you, go to somebody's house to give a program, they're playing video games, that means they have no respect. Because they don't find anything, they think these fellows are fools, they have nothing to do. Sometimes at the end of the program, parents may call, hey, come here, you know, so please bow down to this sadhu. Then with the tight jeans, and a little bit bow, you know, and then they immediately go away. Because they don't find anything meaningful or interesting. On the other hand, if 120 channels, they are moving from channel to channel and enjoying TV. You see? Such people, the TV is prominent and the altar is dried up. Such families, you find. So, yeah, devotee's heart should be awake to these realities. And the chanting of the holy name can very quickly make us get tired of the material world. We have to get tired of material enjoyment. And we have to become delighted in Krishna consciousness. Not that we are delighting in material enjoyment like a fool, and tired of Krishna consciousness. How foolish it is. All living entities, they don't want to spend a moment with Krishna. But they are delighting in material enjoyment foolishly, like the pig delighting in stool. You see? So this is the greatest mercy of a guru. We should recognize the mercy when it comes and be grateful for it and take advantage of it. And then only one can make advancement by receiving the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord.